Oh, I think when we look back on the other night, if somebody offered me the percentage terms of the game was having 60-odd% against a team like Fulham, you would think that you've played well, and that's what's happened. We played well enough. We just didn't get the breaks in both boxes, most notably in their box. Things were bobbling around, couldn't quite put it in the back of the net, which is obviously the main part of it. And when they've got two strikers in Dembele and McCormack, they're always going to cause you problems. But we've taken 1 point out of the last six at home, and we've had 60-odd% possession in both games, which shows you that we've actually played well, and you've got no right to win either game, so that's why you can't be disappointed.
Bigger picture, I think it's only the fourth defeat of the year.
Yeah, look, exactly. And as you said, we don't get carried away when we win and disappointed when we lose. Yeah, we're frustrated with the other night because a great opportunity to get 3 points and just wasn't to be one of them nights. We could still probably be there playing now and maybe not get the equaliser, and just frustrating in that respect. But a lot of decent performances and showed a character by going a goal down early and getting back into it and looked the dominant team throughout. So, yeah, you just put it down to one of them nights.
Earlier this week, we spoke about all the options that you have available to you, and there were a few injuries from Fulham. Was it three in the end? And what's the latest on that?
Yeah, look, we probably put the curse on it, didn't we? Yeah, we'll be without Ricci for definite. Tom Clark, Callum Woods, Jordan Ugel are all going to be major doubts as well. So it's going to leave us down to the bare bones again. But players who have not played over the last few weeks have got an opportunity, and we've always stressed that them players have got to be fit and ready to come in. And over the last, well, since I've been here, you'll make sure that when these lads get an opportunity to play behind closed doors games, they do it properly. They run after every match day, they work hard. So I don't think anybody who's been out of the team over the last few months in this division have come into the team and let themselves down because they're prepared physically and mentally as well. So that'll be the case for others who've had to wait patiently. Look at Marnik, again, the other night came on after 20-odd minutes, played well and got a goal. So that's the level of what we ask the players who are not playing to be at when they're called upon.
Tom Clark took a knock to the head. He was down for a few minutes, but when he did get up, it seemed like he was quite keen to play on. But from your point of view, there was no doubt that he was coming off.
I think the doctors stressed straight away that they had to make sure that they were doing the right thing by Tom. So, again, I think he'll be a major doubt, given that with it being a head injury as well. So maybe don't do Tom any harm getting the odd bang to a head, probably shake him up a little bit. But you have to deal with these things. And it was frustrating, again, part of the night, that you've got a strong bench of attacking options and you use two defenders. And that's no disrespect to Marnik and Hunt, but when you're chasing the game, you want to be able to call upon Beckford, Doyle, Robinson and Johnson if you can. But unfortunate circumstances didn't allow that.
Do you think that's one area of the game that's really improved in terms of looking after players with head injury / concussion?
Yeah, I think so. You've got to do whatever's best for the players and make sure that their safety is paramount. It's a very fine line about looking after players and players using it to their advantage. I said this after the game. I think Fulham used it to their advantage at times of the night. Referee was put in a real difficult position. Didn't stop the extra time being added on to us because we got that, but it was the flow of the game when we were on top. So it's a real difficult scenario that you have to paramount safety of the players, but certain players the other night were using it to their advantage to try and get them the result.
And Jordan Hugo picked up an ankle knock and you brought Jermaine Beckford on for him. Did he play more minutes than perhaps you intended? Because he'd be coming on for 5 minutes against QPR and Rovers, but he played over 20 minutes on Tuesday.
He's probably 20 minutes at this morning time is about right, to be fair. So it's about the level that we're looking at now. Last Blackburn game, didn't really need him to come on that early. The other night we thought it was the right time for the state of the game, but also his fitness levels as well. He keeps improving it with all the training that he does. So, we're at a decent mark with him. He'll keep improving, and somewhere down the line, I'm sure before now and the end of the season, he'll start again.
Saturday is perhaps too early for him to start.
Who knows?
Josh Brownhill, Simon, we spoke earlier in the week about how he's now a Wembley winner and his spell at Barnsley is going really well. But are you any closer to finalising contract with him? I know you were in talks with him earlier this year.
Peter's on with that. I think he's talking to his representative. So I'm sure there'll be something to report over the next week or so, 10 days. The one thing about it is he's young, he's still under compensation if he decides to leave the football club. So look, I'm not interested in sorting contracts out at the moment. Peter can deal with all that and other people, but so I'm all about planning for the next game and Middlesbrough at the weekend, obviously.
With six games remaining, you're 11 points now off the playoffs. Do you think that is now put to bed and you can just concentrate on a top 10 finish? Do you think that's the aim now?
Well, we've never spoke about the playoffs anyway. Obviously, a lot of people from the outside were saying that we were going to do this or trying to do this, that and the other. We've just tried to make sure that we win as many games as possible. And if people are now saying that it's going to be very difficult to get into the playoffs, we'll so be it. All we'll do is keep going with the same attitude that we've had, see where our season takes us, win as many games as we can, get as many points as possible and try and finish as high the division as possible. We're in a good position as we stand at this moment in time. We've got to keep improving it, finish the season with momentum because that can carry on for next year. Players are playing for the places for next year because obviously we'll be bringing new players into the squad over the summer. So there's a lot of factors still to be played for. And the big thing about it is we've got some real good, important games coming up at both ends of the table. So players won't be slacking, that's for sure. Things in the summer to get the right players into to keep taking the football club forward, and we've always done that.